This is another edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 13th of September 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and these are today's top stories. Bernanke, I want to give you the biggest smoosh. Finally, the cat is out of the bag, and Bernanke has admitted that he's gay. On top of that, he's also announced the forever coming QE3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and basically QE to infinity. The Feds say they're going to keep policy stimulative for a considerable time, continuing Operation Twist. The FOMC plan on buying $40 billion in MBS per month as part of QE3. ZERP is also to be extended, so let's buy, until the market consists of nothing more than Ben's ego. The price of gold and silver has gone gangbusters. Equities tried their hardest to hide the pain. Just before the announcement, Ben played the hope card, releasing a bunch of phony statistics, such that growth is looking mighty fine, and a bunch of bullshit that the markets have already grown resistant to. But once the announcement arrived of an open-ended QE, it felt like a Hezbollah rocket to the face. The euro went bananas, hitting 1.3 for the first time since early May. The Reed may have just creamed in his pants. In classic Bernanke mentality, the Fed chairman in a recent interview with Bloomberg professed that the only way to fix the economy is to inflate the asset prices, as it may make people more willing to spend. Oh dear, Ben! It's like he's trying to play a game of cat and mouse with himself. Of course, the biggest problem now is that the Fed have shown all their cards, and now subsequent announcements are ultimately pointless, and the markets will show their weakness. All this printing considered, the Fed's balance sheet will increase from just over $2.8 trillion currently to $4 trillion on December 25th, 2013. It's a lot more beautiful on the chart. I think I may need a private moment with my right hand and a box of tissues. Mr. IMF, wash your mouth out with soap, you disgusting bastard. How dare you claim that Greece need a third bailout and that they can't fill the funding gap on their own? How condescending of you. In fact, Greece only met 22% of program targets in 2011, so their cynicism is granted. Of course, the Greek finance minister has denied reports that a third bailout is necessary by saying that Greece is completely independent and makes its own decisions. It's hard to have accountability when everyone knows everything you say is a blatant lie. Of course, it's difficult to do anything when your budget consists of cobwebs and the odd coin found within the crevices of your couch. But don't worry, with the new proposed 10-day work week, Greece will be up to scratch in no time. When the National Defence Authorisation Act was passed in January, Pulitzer-winning journalist Chris Hedges decided to sue President Obama. As a reminder, the act allowed the federal government to detain American citizens indefinitely without charge or trial. In a major win against totalitarian America, Judge Forrest has permanently blocked Section 1021 of the National Defense Authorization Act's homeland battlefield provisions, preventing the enforcement of the authorization for military detention. Who'd thunk it? The system actually worked for once. But it's a no-brainer as to why. After all, how much money are the banks making from the Defense Act? Zero. So all it took was a little free will and determination. For that, we salute freedom. Here's a headline. Jobless claims spike is fourth largest in 2012 as producer prices surge by most since June 2009. I await your sad face reaction. The New York Health Board has just passed Bloomberg's soda ban proposal, banning sugary drinks in more than 16-ounce cups. Another day and another set of rights stripped from our repertoire of being human. It's not the banning of the soda that hurts, rather the banning of freedom that's most damaging. It's what comes next, such as the banning of soda completely. This day will not be forgotten. Although have you heard about the new iPhone 5? Is that a baby bump I see on Steve Jobs' dead body? A classic from The Read. A fun fact for the seemingly depressed. Whenever gas prices have hit $4, as represented by the visual chart I'm currently looking at, US equity markets have shown subsequent turning points into the negative. But who cares? QE, baby! Striking South African miners are planning a national strike and to, quote, bring the mining companies to their knees. This is after a meeting within a stadium venue where people were cheering to the voice of their demonstration leader, Mr. Sebe, while wielding sticks and machetes. Expect the movement to spread overseas and to other neighbouring countries. Always those damn blacks. Racist! Blowback. Sounds like an allergic reaction to a sex move gone wrong. First Egypt, then Libya, now Yemen. According to Reuters, hundreds of Yemeni demonstrators stormed the US embassy in Sana'a on Thursday in protest at a film they consider blasphemous to Islam. Morocco, Sudan, and Tunisia also experienced similar protests. Security guards in Yemen tried to hold the protesters off by firing into the air, and tires were even set ablaze around the compound to scare them with the deadly tire smoke. Ooh, superstition at its finest. And in our last minute bulletin, Italy says it won't seek aid, and neither will Spain. So no OMT activation ever, so why buy bonds? European lenders keep ties to Iran. Dutch voters buck euro debt crisis to re-elect Rutte as premier. China's Xi cited in state media as health rumours fly. China versus Japan, Tokyo must come back from the brink. Manhattan apartment vacancy rate climbs after rents reach record. Well-to-do get mortgage help from Uncle Sam. Princeton endowment expect to rise less than 5% in year. Protesters encircle US embassy in Yemen. That's all we have for today's edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 13th of September 2012. I've been Julius Reed, and you can check out more content at our website at www.thefinancialreality.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.